June marks the start of the Atlantic hurricane season, which runs until November 30. It is also observed as Disaster Preparedness Month, a time of year when the Office of Disaster Preparedness and Emergency Management, OPEM, seeks to raise public awareness about planning for and responding to disasters. Activities this month are being carried out under the theme, Plan, Strategize, Prioritize. Disaster impacts can be minimized. The month started with a prayer breakfast held in New Kingston. Other plans include a newspaper supplement to be disseminated to the public and a preparedness day for schools and businesses. Head of the Meteorological Service of Jamaica, Evan Thompson, says this season is expected to be near normal.
The forecast is, based on the projection, that we will have a near average season. Here we see on our chart the average season consisting of about 12 tropical storms, 6 hurricanes and 2 major hurricanes.
Mr. Thompson is advising Jamaicans not to underestimate the potential damage that can be caused, even from a tropical storm, and urges the public to take the necessary precautions.
A major lesson that we learned from last year was in Tropical Storm Erica. There are some interesting facts about Erica. First of all, Erica developed in a season that was not considered an active season. Last year was considered to be an inactive season, generally, but this system did manage to develop. Erica also passed through the Lesser Antilles as a tropical storm. If the only system that comes into the Caribbean is only a tropical storm, of course we're going to be spared, right? The center of Erica passed about 90 miles to the north of Dominica. The system did not hit Dominica. It was a tropical storm in an inactive season that stayed away from the island. Erica produced over $480 million in damage to Dominica, and over 30 lives were lost.
The National Solid Waste Management Authority, NSWMA, is responsible for overseeing cleanup activities before, during, and after a hurricane. Director of Operations Percival Stewart says teams are dispatched to trim trees near power lines and clear other potential hazards. The NSWMA also liaises with other agencies such as the Met Office to provide frequent weather updates to each region. Disasters such as hurricanes, tropical storms, and associated flooding over the last 15 years have cost the government and the people of Jamaica more than $4 billion in losses. This season, the level of damage can be lessened if householders plan, strategize, and prioritize. What are your plans to protect your home, family, and property from potential damage in the event of a hurricane?
My mother used to take all her documents together and she would make sure she wrapped them in plastic and you'd stick them in her bosom.
The advice that is given on the radio, batten down, keep your stuff in plastic and as high as possible. All you can do is just pray.
Get enough food inside, stay inside, and after you have done that, you just pray and leave everything to the Lord.
Just have to back up all your window and back up all your door and get everything in store. Zinc and wall board and thing and back up yourself, man, and get self-capacity.
We don't buy no extra food, we don't buy no extra food. Sometimes it no come, you know, spending the excess money. So as time goes on. No, me as a countryman, we go look banana and planting and them thing there.
So make sure I have my medications, then I'll get water and food supply.
And just inform the family members about, you know, the different safeties, about not going outside during the storm. And when the storm calms down, we got to wait because it could just be the eye of the storm. Also, make sure the roof is secure.
Truth is, I'm usually late in doing these things. I usually wait until the hurricane is really coming down.
And here are a few tips to help you strategize before, during, and after a hurricane. Check the roof of your house, hurricane shutters, hooks and latches, and repair where necessary. Keep extra plastic bags and sheets of plastic to prevent important documents, paintings, equipment and furniture from getting wet. During the hurricane, stay put. Do not go outside unless it is absolutely necessary. When the winds get strong, you are in danger of being hit by flying objects. Listen to a battery-powered radio for information on what is happening. And when the hurricane has passed, do not touch loose or dangling electrical wires. Instead, report them to the power company, the nearest police station, or your parish council. The 2016 Atlantic hurricane season may not be considered an active one. However, there is still the need to make all the preparations necessary to decrease potential damage. Be proactive. Plan, strategize, prioritize. Disaster impacts can be minimized.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.